Scammers posing as officers of the Australian Tax Office managed to trick taxpayers into handing over $2.8 million last year. By making fake phone calls, members of these groups often demand payment of several thousand dollars using threats of arrest, jail, or deportation to claim made-up tax debts in the name of the ATO. Juliana Oliveira reports.
The tactics employed by scammers targeting Australians have reached a new standard of fraud recently, according to the Australian Taxation Office. Some trick victims by pretending to do a three-way call with their tax agent or the police. Many also use a phone number linked to the ATO to send text messages to taxpayers, asking them to click on a link and hand over their personal details in order to obtain a refund. Only last month, the ATO received 24,000 scanned reports, with 174 taxpayers paying more than $497,000 to scammers. The CEO of International Cyber Resilience Institute, Andrew Bycroft, says Facebook and white pages are vital sources of information for these groups, which are fairly well funded.
Probably the easiest way is to actually go to Facebook, for example. When you think about it, almost everyone, obviously there's a few people such as those who claim unemployment benefits or those who are pensioners, everybody else has to actually file a tax return. So there's a good chance that they can actually get names of people from Facebook. Now, in some cases, people do tend to leave phone numbers around, but having said that as well, there is still the white pages. As little use as it gets these days, it's very useful for these scammers to be able to go and find a name that they've gotten from Facebook, match it up to a telephone number, and then to call them. Now, what a lot of them are doing as well is they're actually spoofing the numbers, so they're actually making the number of the telephone call look like it's actually come from the ATO. So it means that anyone who's even slightly on edge and would probably think, well, this doesn't look like it's coming from the ATO, they're actually fooled in this case because it looks like it's a legitimate call. A lot of these people are fairly well funded. They've got research teams that may be overseas in countries where they can be paid, for example, $2 an hour. It's certainly not illegal in those countries. In fact, in some of those countries, it's probably a good salary. So they actually have them actually doing a lot of this research for them. And it will take some time, but once they've got that information, they go ahead and use it. Now, keep in mind as well that even if they don't have this information, typically they'll resort to some sort of tactics such as scaring them into thinking that they've lodged their tax return incorrectly, for example.
The ATO warns that once a payment is made, scammers will frequently contact the victim again and attempt to obtain a further payment. They say one elderly taxpayer paid in excess of $235,000 over a five-month period. According to Mr. Bycroft, there are certain groups of people who are more vulnerable to these kinds of attacks.
Elderly people are also included in that because their ability to go and look up information online is probably limited. A lot of those people may not be frequent users of the internet, for example. People who are immigrants who obviously don't know the local laws are a lot easier to scam. Also, students, again, they don't have a lot of money and they may have lodged a tax return expecting to get something back, and if they get a call saying you actually made a mistake and you're not getting any money back, in fact you actually owe us money, it's likely that they would be quite panicky and pay.
João Guilherme is a Brazilian student based in Brisbane. He says he was scared when he received a phone call from someone claiming to be from the government.
So I received this programmed call where the voice was saying that I had some fines in my tax account. And it also said that if I didn't do something, I would get more penalties applied to me, and gave me the option to wait on the line to talk to someone or just turn off. Of course, I was scared, so I waited on the line. And then the person that was talking to me started asking for my details. He could barely speak English, but he started asking for my details. And when he asked for my bank account details, then I just hang up. Of course, I was still scared and afraid that something could still happen. So I got to the tax office website. I called them And then I explained to the lady that I was talking to me that someone tried to ask for my bank account details. And I asked if there was something wrong with my account, if I needed to do something. She then explained that there was nothing wrong with my account. And this, unfortunately, this kind of thing is quite common, where a few people have already gave these people money. And yeah, we just made a few more security checks, so my account would be made more safe.
Often, scammers will demand payment through iTunes and Google Play cards, prepaid Visa or gift cards, transfers into personal bank accounts, and more recently, cryptocurrency or a deposit into a Bitcoin ATM. None of these procedures is used by the ATO. If you think you have been targeted, you can call the ATO's scam alert line on 1-800-008-540 Monday to Friday.
And that story was by Giuliano Oliveira.